question regarding the kiddush that we make in the sukkah, specifically regarding the ladies. As we said in previous halachot, our ladies are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. Of course, they're stringent on themselves and they sit with us in the sukkah and they eat with us in the sukkah, but from the law, ladies are exempt. And therefore, according to Sefaradim that accepted upon themselves the ruling of Maran, they also do not make the blessing of Asher Kedishanam and Mezutav Yisigvanu Leshev Besukkah. Which means although they have a right to sit in the sukkah and fulfill the mitzvah, but they can't say Asher Kedishanam and Mezutav Yisigvanu. Yisigvanu means, and you commanded us. They're not commanded. So therefore, they're exempt from this berakah. So the question is asked in Hadakha. In the kiddush that we're going to make tonight on the first night, and tomorrow lunch, and tomorrow night, and the rest of the days of Yom Tov, the kiddush. In the sukkah, we're going to make the berachot of Geffen. The ladies have to hear Geffen. They're obligated in kiddush. We're going to make Mekadesh Yisrael Bezimanim. They have to hear that beracha also. We're going to make the beracha of Shehayanu for the holiday. They have to hear that also. And we're going to make the beracha of Leshev Basukkah. So the question is, should the ladies answer amen to the berakah of Leshev Basukkah? What's the question? If they answer amen to the Leshev Basukkah, it might be considered a hefsek, and now when they pass around the wine, they're not going to be able to drink from it, because as if they talked after the berakah of Geffen, because they interrupted it with something that's not part of the berakah for them. Hakam Avadya rules very clearly, for this reason the ladies should not answer amen in the kiddush to the berakah of Leshev Basukkah, since for them the berakah is not applicable, so therefore the amen is not for them. It's an interruption in the middle of the kiddush, which means of course if they heard Leshev Basukkah made by a man outside of the kiddush, of course they answer amen. The problem over here is, if they're going to answer amen, they're not going to be able to drink from the wine. Our custom is, don't we pass around the wine, everybody takes a sip? But it's as if they talked and said something that's not related to anything before they drank. Chabad Vajra brings an interesting analogy that's brought down by Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer that says, we have a custom that when we make Havdalah for our wives, the ladies don't drink from the Havdalah. The husband drinks from the cup and the lady doesn't. Different reasons were brought down. Rav Issa Zalman brings down an interesting reason. He says, since there are some opinions that say ladies are not obligated in Havdalah, therefore the aminim that they answer to Hamavdi bin Kodesh Lechol, to Meubore Meuraesh, Besamim, that's an interruption to the Geffen. Because according to some opinions, they're not obligated. So they can't drink from the wine because maybe the amens that they answer is considered a hefsek. So the same thing would apply by the kiddush on Sukkot. So therefore the halakha, we should tell our ladies tonight, tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, before the kiddush, ladies do not answer amen to the Leshev Basukkah. Everything else, of course they answer amen. They could just think of amen in their mind. Now I agree that this can become a very confusing situation, that the ladies are not going to understand, should we answer, shouldn't we answer, we blew it, they talk, we said Baruch Baruch Shemo. This can cause probably more halachic dilemmas than the dilemma we're discussing. Although that's true, but Hakam Avadya does rule that, so we can make an effort to try to explain it to them slowly in order to understand exactly what they have to do and what they don't have to do in order they can fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush according to all the opinions.